You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was in Kyiv on Sunday, where he met with President Volodymyr Zelensky and expressed Australia's support for the people of Ukraine and their defense of their homeland. Mr. Albanese says Australia will provide a further $100 million in aid.
Australia will today announce an additional $100 million of military support, bringing our total spending to almost $390 million. We will provide an additional 14 armoured personnel carriers, an additional 20 Bushmasters, the protected protected mobility vehicles that we have provided, taking that number up to 60. We'll provide additional other military equipment, including drones and other equipment that has been requested by Ukraine.
In addition, Australia will commit to further sanctions against Russia and will allow duty-free access to Ukrainian imports, Mr. Albanese says.
We are announcing today further targeted financial sanctions and travel bans on another 16 additional Russian ministers and oligarchs, bringing the total up to 843 individuals and 62 entities that are being targeted by Australia. And we will prohibit imports of Russian gold to reduce Russia's ability to fund its war.
Other assistance Australia will provide includes giving duty-free access to Ukrainian imports to Australia and $8.7 million Australian dollars to assist Ukraine's Border Guard service to upgrade border management equipment, improve cybersecurity, and enhance border operations in the field. Mr. Albanese also says Australia will also intercede on behalf of Ukraine in the International Court of Justice. During the visit, Prime Minister Albanese saw firsthand some of the devastation caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In Irpin, the Australian Prime Minister saw evidence of Russia's targeting of civilian complexes.
And here we have what's clearly a residential building. Another one just behind it, brutally assaulted. This is a war crime. It's devastating. What you know is that, you know, this isn't a building, this is homes. And these are livelihoods and indeed lives that have been lost here in this town. And the fact that you had such a significant force, you can see the use of tanks, missiles, heavy artillery being used in a civilian area. It's just devastating.
In Bucha, which the Prime Minister also visited, he saw further evidence of war crimes committed by Russian forces.
In Bucha today, I saw clear evidence of a war crime. People need to be held to account for their actions. Australia stands ready to continue to support the government and the people of Ukraine for as long as it takes for Ukraine to emerge victorious in defence of your national sovereignty and your homeland, because you are fighting for the international rule of law.
Mr. Zelensky welcomed Mr. Albanese, saying this is the first time in Ukraine's history that an Australian head of state visits.
Today I am pleased to welcome in our capital Kyiv the Prime Minister of Australia. This is the first visit of the head of the Australian government to our capital in the history of our state relations. We appreciate and we're grateful for your presence here with us at this time, the war of Russia against the Ukrainian people.
Mr. Zelensky also says Australia is among the top countries helping Ukraine.
Australia is supporting our country and international order by giving Ukraine defense capabilities. Australia is among the top countries helping Ukraine. Our defenders have highly praised the Australian armored vehicles Bushmaster and other specific aid from Australia. The Prime Minister has confirmed to me during the negotiations an additional package of enhanced aid. Security cooperation between our states and support in defending freedom were the main topics during negotiations.
Meanwhile, the International Olympic Committee says it will triple its fund to support Ukraine to $7.5 million, up from $2.5 million established at the start of the Russian invasion. President Thomas Bach visited Kyiv with Ukrainian President Zelensky, who says 89 athletes and coaches have been killed in the fighting and 13 have been captured and are being held captive by Russia. Mr. Bach says the IOC hopes to assist in the reconstruction of Ukrainian sports and its facilities, with more than 100,000 Ukrainian athletes deprived of an opportunity to train and compete.
To tell the athletes and the coaches and all the entourage that they are not alone in these worldwide Olympic communities, that we are standing at their side, that there are in our thoughts, that they are in our hearts, and that with our deeds we are supporting them.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.